My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We've just been woefully irresponsible on an open line Thursday. We're just not taking any calls. I don't know what we're doing.
Well,
with
I
our
tried
lives.
To say at the top of the show we should set a record for most calls.
Well,
but
I think we took a few on PJs.
Yeah. That's true.
We took a few on PJs.
But we could always take more.
And we had Ron, the guy's been married 3 times, and now he just slings it wherever he wants.
800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. If you would like to contact us on an open line Thursday,
right?
It is your right.
And I think you might actually want to chime in on this. So this is my bombshell.
Okay.
I was stunned by this, and I'm getting this courtesy of John Arand. He's the reason why I saw this story. Cakes, Southwest is getting rid of their open seating.
Oh, really? Oh,
so that's what they're known for.
That is a bomb. I think that qualifies as bombshell.
That's a bombshell.
That is.
Southwest plans to offer pricier seats with extra leg room and end open seating on its planes. The shifts are the most major in Southwest more than 5 decades of flying. They're expected to start selling the seats with a new cabin option next year. I'll say this. I welcome it. Not a big Southwest guy. I've flown Southwest, you know, like everybody else. But I don't like the pressure of having to be like the first one to log in to make sure I'm in the A or the B, mm-hmm. or paying the extra $20 to be in the A so I can get the, you know, make sure I can have room for my freaking carry-on stuff. I hate Southwest. It's laborious. I think it's a love-hate relationship. Some people love them, right. And they love them for that.
I
think Drabby loves them for that. I hate it.
No.
I think it's a welcome addition.
I'm a Rapid Rewards, proud Rapid Rewards guy.
Here's the thing. I got their rewards.
I think it just differentiates them. This doesn't make them stand out any longer.
Well, they can still be cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Like,
I mean,
they were kind of known for being a budget airline.
It's not Spirit. It's not Frontier.
It's not Spirit.
I like outworking everyone else for my seat.
You like to out-hustle them for your spot.
I love everyone else sleeping on the fact that they have to log in.
24 hours.
And get there.
All right, so explain this to me.
Yeah, but
so,
even then.
So when you log in 24 hours before.
Yes. So if I have a 8 a.m. flight tomorrow.
Okay.
So I am on my phone at 7:58 waiting for the countdown to log in and claim my seat.
So if you do that,
or claim my boarding,
like right 24 hours before,
24
you'll
hours.
Probably get better. You'll probably get B.
Yes. I'm constantly A.
You're always going to get
I take
an A
pride
spot.
In A.
Okay.
It's hard to get A.
I would think that the majority of those people would also be doing that.
They are.
Just a bunch of snoozers. There's a bunch of snoozers.
Are you
like
embarrassed
Eric.
If you get a B?
No, my wife handles it for me, but it's a pain in the ass. And then I end up paying the extra money because I can't afford to potentially. I like to have my bags with me.
Sit next to the bathroom. You don't want to do that.
You're a pain in my ass.
My big thing is I often have 2 carry-ons, and like one of them's like my big ass camera, and I don't want that in the freaking bowels of the plane. I don't want them to lose it.
Right.
So I gotta, and I hate having to rely on that, and I resent paying extra, which I often do.
Bags fly free.
Yeah, yeah. You have 2 bags that fly free on Southwest.
I know, but you have to pay extra to make sure you have the A seating that guarantee you're going to have overhead compartment space.
What do you think is going to happen now? You're going to have to pay for your seat selection.
It's fine.
So there's no difference. You're paying. You have to pay. Before you had the option to pay.
Settle down over there. You're angry.
I am angry. Southwest had their market share. They had people very loyal to the airline for very specific reasons, and they're getting destroyed by greed.
Bunch of Valdezes.
They see everyone else out there charging.
I don't think it's greed. I think it's gas prices. I think these airlines run on big margins.
I think they see everyone else charging for seats, and they go, "Oh,
we're missing out."
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they need to make money, and do you know how much fuel costs are for these planes? Like, it's gone up tremendously.
Well, why don't they just jack up the prices raise the price of the seat?
I think they have.
Yeah. So why do they have to? I don't understand. Why do they have to go away from the open seating? Just jack up the prices a little bit.
It could be
$5 a seat.
I don't have to pay extra if I have like a United. I'm a United guy. So I fly. I have the United rewards. I also have Southwest rewards, but I use United. When I do a normal United thing, I know my seat is basically, even though it's not, it's basically guaranteed because I already got it. I know where I'm going to sit. I don't care really when I board because I know where I'm going to sit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you're paying for that. You can fly United Economy and find out when they give you the boarding pass and you get the middle seat.
Or you can pay extra, which you're clearly doing for
the normal seating.
Drabby, I'm so glad I don't fly a lot. I really am.
Keep it to a minimum.
I'm flying twice this year. I'm flying next week, and I'm going to Nashville. And I'm so glad that's the only two times I'm flying this year.
You know,
I hate flying.
This is why this is awful. Because if you're boarding in Group A or even Group B, all right, and you're walking down the aisle, you have the ability to not sit next to a gross fatty. I can sit next to a silly if I want to.
Yes, you could.
Yeah, and she thinks I'm a gross fatty. But I'm just saying, if I fly United and a gross fatty is sitting next to me,
you got no option.
I have no option. I have the option to sit next to whoever I want to sit next to.
I know, but it would be stressful.
You can pick your spot.
I can pick skinny donks like Drab and sit next to them, and then just bully them for the armrest. I can't do that on United.
Nope.
One of the most beautiful things about Southwest: pick your neighbor. You can't do it anymore.
Nope.
I think it's awful.
I see too much unknown.
I don't like the unknown.
I see skinny Drab next to me. I can cuck him for that armrest so quick.
Yeah. Man, you love that armrest. Yeah. You're big into that.
Oh, huge into it. Spread my feet out.
When are you flying again?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably not until next year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to worry about it for a while.
I don't want to be bullied by Valdez on a flight.
I see cakes. I'll take his pretzels from him so quick.
You're not getting my pretzels. You may get my armrest, but you're not getting my snacks.
Drabby, when are you flying again? You going West Coast?
I'm not sure. I'm just going to keep having kids so I get in the first aboard for the next 10 years.
Keep doing it.
That is a good plan.
And nobody wants to sit next to me when you got a bunch of bratty kids.
Yeah.
I also hate... standing at your dumb number.
I hate
that. Oh, I love that.
I'm not a fan of that either.
20 minutes before. It's too.
You know what? Stressful.
No, no, no. Southwest to me is too stressful.
No.
I'm out on Southwest.
I sit there, and when they sit, I let everyone walk, get in the line, and then I sit there, and then as soon as they start boarding, I walk in front with my big A14,
right?
And I just walk right past them, and I hold it like a police badge.
Right. You just show it.
Yeah,
to
I
them.
Just show it. Yeah. I rub it in their face.
Like,
I'm supposed to be here.
Right. Mm-hmm. I got on the app earlier than you, Ricky.
Yes.
You know why? Yeah. It's a thinking man's airline. It's not for Bickle. You got to be on mind your P's and Q's, and you got to be on
right.
it.
And right. You're, that exactly.
I know
exactly
you're oblivious,
right.
And you just want to stumble into it.
I just want to know where I'm sitting. I want to know where I'm sitting, and I want to just have everything just be relaxed. I don't want to be like in a race. Well, it's nice to race people.
And then also to remember 24 hours in advance to check in and log in and pick your seat.
I want to check in at my convenience.
No, it's not hard.
I've been driving around. Oh, my God. It's 24 hours and 2 minutes. I got to pull over.
You just put a reminder on your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, but it's still stressful.
Yeah, you go, hey, Siri, set reminder tomorrow at 7:58.
My wife is fairly anal and constantly she's like, oh, my God, I got to freaking log in and get the,
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt.
It's a pain in the ass. Trust me. I try to avoid Southwest at Altered. I get sized for United. I've had so many free flights with it. That's my.
I'm with you, Jason. I just try to minimize my time in the air.
Don't like to
I'm
do it.
I'm the anti-George Clooney. I don't want to be up in the air.
Yeah, I don't love it either. But if you had a kid that was far away, you would fly.
I understand.
You
sure.
would do that.
Yeah.
I am glad that, and I got to thank my buddy Carl, I am flying FC to Monterey.
That's free of charge?
That plus first class.
Well, that's.
So don't have to worry about it.
You got first class for free?
I mean, he's very generous.
That's quite a hook, John.
I don't know what kind of favors you're giving that.
So I'm not worried about that flight.
Viagra gummies.
Yeah, right. But Nashville, I mean, I got my seats.
Yeah.
But I'm way back in the back.
Right.
Like
it's a quick flight.
Row 29. Yeah, it's what, an hour? Hour and 20 minutes?
It's not that bad. Whatever.
I just don't like going to the airport.
Well, nobody does. No, there's not one.
No, I think Valdez.
No, actually, I love the airport.
Yeah, see,
you love the airport.
I love the airport.
Why?
He goes in smiling.
Give me three reasons why you love the airport.
I like sitting around and people watching.
That's one.
I like an excuse to drink at 9 a.m.
That's two.
I don't know. I don't have
Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Well, plus you know, if you're at an airport, you're probably going to a nice spot.
Yeah, vacation.
To play golf
or
beach.
Usually.
This is what I like to do. I like to sit around and watch people go through the airport.
I dread the airport.
And I like to make up stories in my head about them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, like, they're flying to Albuquerque because they're on business.
They're going
to
do a Breaking Bad tour of Albuquerque.
Yeah. Oh, he's going on a golf trip with his boys to Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing that.
Yeah,
I dread the airport, but to avoid dread, I go way early so I don't have to ever be stressed.
I go early too, but all the airport is filled with stressors. Parking, TSA, baggage, ticketing.
Well, the other thing is I hate the exorbitant prices. I resent it so much paying $6 for water because, you know, you can't bring your own. Or, you know, you gotta
and then they want you to tip? For a $6 water?
You know, and I got to have something salty just in case. I got to have something sweet just in case. And I got to have a water just in case.
Maybe
a little caffeine.
Sure.
And so I spend $47 for, you know, on $9 worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time I fly, I got to have it. I can't do it. I can't be in the air without it. And it's just, I resent it.
Your blood pressure is going up as we speak.
I get so bitter. And then my wife does the same thing. Then my daughter does the same thing. I spent $130. I'm not even on the plane yet. And we got waters and Skittles.
It's
good unbelievable.
Elite combo.
Unbelievable.
Are they making Skittles gummies now? I think I saw those in the store. I'm going to have to buy a pack. I'm going to have to try them.
Yeah.
Not for $8. I'll buy it for $1.50.
Dude, I always get the M&Ms, and then it's like $6 for a slight, basically a normal. I mean, crazy how much they charge.
This is a crazy concept. But aside from the liquids, you could actually plan ahead and get all of your snacks before you go to the airport.
I could. That's something
could
I could
do. That.
Do. I could
if
do that
you want
with
to
the
minimize
M&Ms
your costs.
That is something. But
the liquids,
I guess I'm in a box.
They've got
because,
you bent over on the
Because they got me bent over on the liquid, so I just think. And then sometimes I might get like a salad or something. You know what I mean? Or
a $17 Caesar.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, $27, you know, steak and cheese.
$4 bagel.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
You know, because if you're like, I'm like Valdez in the sense, and maybe you, I don't like to sweat it.
No, I like to get there very early.
Yep. And, you know.
I'm not JP. I'm not showing up 30 minutes before my flight.
Yeah.
It's just not out.
JP wants to be the last one to board the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a nightmare.
Yeah.
You know. One of my greatest days of my life, more than my children being born, was when they closed the door on him. And he missed the flight.
I was coming back from L.A.
Because he went to get like a Mars bar.
He went to go get like a Cliff Bar.
Because he'll always go, I got time.
I got time.
He had to run to the Hudson News.
It was a greater day than the birth of my firstborn son.
Yeah. I just remember looking like they were like,
you know what he is?
He's boarding.
A clueless traveler. Yeah. That's
and
what he is.
They
He's
shut
clueless.
The door and JP wasn't in his seat.
Literally like I won the lottery. I felt like the billionaire guy in L.A. I thought I was going to need new underwear.
You know what?
Need a napkin.
JP's not even here and he's somewhat minor ricking me on vacation because he's at Atlantis, this beautiful resort.
Yeah.
He's taken all these family photos. And he's such a minimalist. He's wearing all these Nubs free t-shirts we get on the radio show.
No.
He's wearing like a Longwood basketball shirt, his Wizards basketball shirt.
Yeah.
He's in a box, yeah. You know. He's got all these beautiful family, and he's wearing all these Nubs shirts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was praying that his passport issue would be a big one. I was praying.
He got it taken care of.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone here was.
Yeah. Did he have to pay a bunch to get it expedited?
He had to pay a premium.
I don't know what he paid.
I mean, I've been down that road before. It is a nightmare.
He sent some laborious text about the diplomat.
Did he do some diplomat
something?
Thing?
I mean, the thing was longer than a T.S. Eliot poem.
T.S.
I've heard that name. I don't know what he's famous for. I couldn't tell you.
I think I had a book.
Don't know his best
high
work.
High school that I had to read with T.S. Eliot. Do you know what the kids do now? They don't do Cliff's Notes anymore. They do Sparks Notes.
Nope.
You heard of that?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I'm sure Mike Marr knows all about the Sparks, right? Hey, you know about that?
Yeah, we used to Spark Notes stuff in college.
Mike Moore.
Yeah. There's no. I don't. Cliff Notes are out.
They're dead.
Dead.
The yellow and black covers, dead,
Spark
gone?
Spark Notes.
Mm, okay.
My daughter said, my youngest said she read Shakespeare, and then she read the Spark Notes.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Shakespeare, she said it was literally the same thing, just right. Way shorter.
Shakespeare stinks, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Way overrated.
Well, no kid wants to read Shakespeare.
The
There's
most
not
overrated.
A kid in the country that wants to read Shakespeare.
No. From 600 years ago. I'm sure people care. Right. All right, when we come back, we will do big deal or little deal here on The Junks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.